Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, Aquarius. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 11th, and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a full moon coming up in the sign of Virgo tomorrow, which in many ways may not be as powerful as some lunar aspects. But nonetheless, this configuration you do need to deal with. How? Well, you've got to deal with issues that are private and intimate that you would prefer not to. But this is not a time for denial. It's a time to confront issues that need confronting. Here's your Sunday stars. Full moon in Virgo, and it's today. You can check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in the 8th house, but it means emotional and psychological changes. It means revelations. It means learning about yourself, learning what makes you tick. It means that basically there are issues inside of yourself which could be to do with your sex life, your feelings, but something will happen over the next 2 weeks to bring things to a head. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury is going to sail into the sign of Aries, which is lovely for you as an Aquarian. Means taking a chance, doing something a bit different, experimenting a little with your everyday life. You're an Aquarian, so if you're stuck in a rut or a routine, you need to break out of it. And that's what you love to do and will want to do with Mercury in this position. Two ways of doing it, through travel or through reading a good book, funnily enough. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in Libra, and for you as an Aquarian, that's lovely. There's three aspects. One of them is particularly good, the conjunction to Jupiter I really love. And I said yesterday that there's two ways of looking at your life now to get the best out of it. One is through travel and one is through reading. And now Mercury says knowledge, study, learning, travel, all of these things are good. So for the next few weeks, that's the best way to get good out of you. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's opposition to Uranus in many ways could be a bit dangerous. And it's only dangerous, however, if you're too cautious. Yesterday, Jupiter and Mercury, the day before starting a new energy in a new period, are all saying, take a chance, do something new, experiment. Be dramatic. Just do something different. And so long as it's done in a calculated and cautious way, you could have fun. Here's your Thursday stars. Now today is very good if you're ambitious or career-minded. You know, one of the very best ways to get something out of yourself is by having the right look and the right image. You see, it's how people perceive you now more than any other time where success can rest upon your image. So, if you need a makeover, think of it this way. It could raise your professional prospects. Here's your Friday stars. One of the most difficult aspects is the sun squaring Saturn, your ruler. And it boils down to money, and it boils down to cash, and it boils down to the things that you've done perhaps even in the past. But your future success rests on handling money in a responsible way. You will gain on merit, or you will lose on merit. It's about being accountable for your actions, and if you are, then you will get through this dangerous time of financial sharks.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you for you.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save